Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, July 21st. In the July 13th KVNF regional newscast, we had a story about a new report issued by Citizens for a Healthy Community. The environmental activist organization headquartered in Paonia produced a report about the economics of fracking in the North Fork Valley. Gunnison Energy has proposed a 35-well oil and gas operation in the North Fork Valley, including 32 wells in Gunnison County and 3 wells in Delta County. The report by the CHC concluded that Delta County would suffer a net economic loss after all foreseeable costs are subtracted from estimated property and severance tax revenues. The report also predicted that the organic food, wine, and agro-tourism industries in the North Fork Valley would suffer economically if the energy project is approved. CHC presented the report to the Delta County Commissioners in their meeting on Monday. David Ludlam, Executive Director of the West Slope Colorado Oil and Gas Association, was at that meeting as well, and presented the commissioners with an 11-page letter that responded to the CHC report. Ludlam told the commissioners that the CHC report was, quote, inaccurate and ill-conceived, end quote. KVNF News spoke with Ludlam on Wednesday and asked him why he chose those words to describe the CHC report.
In life, there are those who look at things through the prism of a zero-sum game, in the sense that, you know, there's winners and losers. And our premise is that whether you're talking about people, relationships between people, or economies or communities, that there doesn't have to be binary decisions, that you can have a vibrant economy with multiple sectors harmonizing together. And the activist report came from the fundamental assumption that that's not possible, that you can only have one or the other. And they essentially cherry-picked public data and statistics to arrive at an outcome that's convenient for their ideological disposition, but wasn't necessarily good for public policy, and didn't acknowledge some of the critical social programs and economic contributions that energy makes to Delta County and to the larger state.
Okay, and when you say cherry-picked, that kind of implies that some information was left out. What do you think they left out of their report?
The list is almost too long to describe. The activist report focused really just on two cash flows, and in doing so, even minimized their relevance. But one example that we pointed out in our response is that many water projects important to agriculture and important to the farming community in the North Fork Valley are funded with the very natural gas royalties that the activist organization espouses to dislike. And the list just grows from there, but really our letter was to try to contextualize and broaden out and describe for the commissioners and the community just the myriad of contributions that energy production makes to society at large, but specifically Delta County and the North Fork Valley.
Ludlam's letter to the county commissioners mentions 34 different water projects in the North Fork Valley that were funded by natural gas royalties. Additionally, natural gas royalties from federal lands help fund Delta County schools through the State Equalization Fund. Ludlam said that there are more accurate reports about the economic impact of fracking in the North Fork Valley available from sources that are not so ideologically driven.
I think that there's organizations and higher education institutions that do this kind of analysis all the time. The Department of Local Affairs houses data that talks about these economic contributions, and they update that year in and year out. The CU Business School does an annual report on the contributions of oil and gas development to get down into the county level. But even if what they said is true, the analysis that they did was not really an analysis. It really was just more of a ideologically driven document that was arriving at an outcome that meets their organization's objectives, but doesn't really give the public a holistic perspective of what economic contributions our industry makes. And we couldn't allow that to go unanswered because it wasn't in the public benefit for us to do so.
Both the CHC report and Ludlam's response to it were presented to the Delta County Commissioners and are a matter of public record. The approval process for Gunnison Energy's project in the North Fork Valley is ongoing, and the Delta County Commissioners are still discussing it. Moving forward, Ludlam believes that the issue is bigger than just those 35 wells in Gunnison and Delta counties.
Well, look, you know, I mean, this conversation is more important and it's much more broad than this small and modest proposal for Gunnison Energy's development program. What I think the next steps for us are is to realize that our industry has to do a much better job at communicating the myriad of benefits that we afford to the community way beyond just direct economic contribution. So we view this as just a starting to that. We appreciate the activist document because it really is a catalyst for us understanding we've got to get out there and we've got to tell the story and we have to provide this information for those who are willing to hear it and for those who are interested in having really good public policy moving forward.
Many Coloradans, especially working single parents, struggle to find dependable and, most critically, affordable child care. Eric Galatis filed this story.
Sheila Custard says her stomach ties up in knots on weekends when she thinks ahead to Mondays and Tuesdays, the 2 days she struggles to find childcare for her 4-year-old daughter. Custard, who moved to Colorado a year ago and works for an Aurora HR company, can usually count on family for help Wednesdays through Fridays. She says the lack of reliable, affordable care keeps her up at night.
I'm constantly stressed over wondering if I'm going to have someone the next day. Otherwise, I've had to call into work. I'm thankful that I have a job that actually is understanding to that. But I lose money in the process.
Custard, like nearly half of all Coloradans, lives in a child care desert, communities where the demand exceeds the options. In a report by the Center for American Progress, Custard's zip code in northeast Denver has only 9 child care facilities to serve nearly 2,500 children under age 5. Sarah Daly, a research scientist with Child Trends, says access to preschool and child care can have positive effects on the health of both parents and kids. She adds quality care in the first 5 years of a child's life can also help close achievement and development gaps for disadvantaged and poor children.
So ideally, you would want all children to be in a really high-quality care setting.
Colorado families pay, on average, between $6,000 and $17,000 a year for child care, depending on where they live, according to a 2014 Qualistar report. For financial support, Custard turned to the Colorado Child Care Assistance Program, a state agency that helps homeless and low-wage parents and those looking for work or enrolled in school. But she says the process has been long and the paperwork can be challenging.
It's extremely expensive. In-home care is as much as it is to go to a daycare facility, whether they're licensed or not. There's just a shortage of people as well that are willing to care for your children.
Only 23% of Colorado's 4-year-olds and just 8% of 3-year-olds are enrolled in preschool, according to the National Institute for Early Education Research. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, my name is Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.